AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Bill Gates was hosting his goalkeepers event in New York, and so he invited me to come and speak. And they're doing some amazing things, not just the organization, who the people they're supporting. And I get to the event, and I speak for like 10 minutes, and I get off stage, and I'm like waving at the crowd, and I'm walking backwards off the stage, moving to the backstage area, and then I crash into like a person. And as I crash into them, I see the eyes of people looking at me, and everyone's like, oh, shit, what have you done? You know what I mean? And I'm like, calm down. Humans bump humans all the time. And I turn, and the person I bumped into was Barack Obama, right? Yeah, but like physically, like, when I say bump, I mean like bump, like, you know? And so I turn, and then he's like, but literally, his hands are up, and then he's like, watch where you go. And then, he said, watch where you walk. And so I turned, and then I was like, hey, man, I'm walking over here. And you should have seen everyone's face. They were like, oh, shit. Because I think they thought I didn't recognize him or I didn't know who he was. You could see people like, that's the president of the United States of America. And I was like, yo, man, calm down. And so I was like, hey, how are you, Mr. President? I haven't seen you in a while. And he's like, oh, doing good. How you been? You good? You good? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing good. And like, I'm looking at his face, and I didn't intend this, but I'm looking into his eyes, and I'm speaking to him. And in that moment, he's looking really, really good. Like, his skin is looking fuller. Do you know what I mean? No, he doesn't look as stressed as he was. And so it slipped out. I didn't plan it at all. So I'm speaking to him. He's like, how you doing? Da, 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 da. And then he says that. And then I was like, you're looking cute, Mr. President. And he goes, well, thank you. And I was like, no, I meant like, you look good. What is my favorite accent to do? It depends on the day, I'm not gonna lie. It depends on the day. Sometimes I'll choose an accent for the day if I'm on vacation. Genuinely, I'll just walk around and I'll like just be on vacation. So some days like I'll just be like, oh, I'm Australian for the day, and I'll just walk around and I'll just be Australian. You know the great thing about an Australian accent is that you always sound happy because always, like, it doesn't matter what it is, but it always goes up and it's like really exciting, you know? It's just got that thing. Like even if an Australian gave you bad news, it always sounds good. It's like, hi, mate, your mum's dead. It's just, so yeah. One of my favorite things to do though is sometimes, because I don't really impersonate general accents, I impersonate people. So the Australian that I do is a friend of mine from Australia. And then like if I do like a Nigerian accent, it's a friend of mine from Nigeria. And because people all have different accents. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know what an Indian accent is. I know what my Indian friend sounds like, so I just impersonate his accent. And then like Trinidad, I just know my friend from Trinidad. This is his accent, so I just do his accent. And then I remember like one day I did the Trini accent, and then people from Trinidad, they're like, that's not how people in Trini talk. And then I was like, yo, you talk to him. That's how he sounds. And then they shout on him because he's on like Instagram and stuff. And they're like, dude, what happened to your accent? Why are you talking like? And he's like, guys, I haven't lived in America. I've lived in America for a long time. And like, it's not my fault. I didn't try to change my accent. They're like, you're leading Trevor Noah wrong. You're not speaking the way we're supposed to. So I'm just like, I just do people. That's all I'm doing. I am always intrigued by people who want like rappers to perform, but they want the clean versions of the songs. Mostly because I'm always fascinated by the people who are listening to the clean version And like, do they just not know what's going on there? Like, so, like, are there some people at these events where, like, a rapper comes and performs and, like, he's got lewd lyrics and then the rapper's up there and he's like, I stick my in her, and she knows that it's like, and I know that, and then are there some people in the audience who are like, I wonder what he's sticking? I wonder, like, what do you think is happening in the song? Like, what, clean versions of hip-hop songs are such a strange concept to me. Why would you want hip-hop just without, like, hip-hop? I like it. I like hip hop a lot. I just don't like some of the things they say. Which parts? You know, the cussing, you know, yeah, just like the lewd sexual acts. Other than that, I love hip hop. You sure you don't like country? No, I don't like hip hop. I like hip hop a lot. They should make clean versions of other songs for other people, like other styles of music. Because maybe like cursing is not something that affects you. Maybe you don't like country because you don't like heartbreak. So you can be like, can I get a clean version of the country song but without the heartbreak in the song? And then when they sing it, it just doesn't have the heartbreak at all. So just be like, Mary Jane, she, my heart. It's like, yeah, I don't want to hear about heartbreak. It's the clean version. That's what this is.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
So the blackout happened. Dave, what day was the blackout?
Saturday.
So Dave and I, we live in the same building, and he came from South Africa with me to come work on the Daily Show, right? And so it's blackout. Our building is gone. Everything is shut down. Someone's trapped in the elevator. And we're all chilling together in Dave's apartment. He's the only person who had candles. I've never thought of candles. I've genuinely never thought of candles. He just like lit candles like, I didn't even think of these things. And so our other friend who's staying in the building visiting comes down. So now you've got these three black people from South Africa hanging out together. And we're just chilling, we're having a good time. And what happens is, because we're doing nothing now in the blackout. And so we needed to move a TV from one apartment to another apartment, right? Which I know is a weird thing, but like, long story short, like one person needed a TV to watch something in 4K and they didn't have a 4K TV. So we're like, we'll move the 4K TV to your apartment so you can watch the thing. So anyway, so we're like, okay, cool. Let's get the TV. Let's move the thing. And so there we are, like in the hallway. This is like, it's a pretty big TV. It's like a 60-inch TV, you know, like carrying the thing and then like walking in the hallway. And as we walk into the hallway, the lights come on. And then like all the neighbors come out because everyone wants to see if the lights are on ever. So everyone like opens their doors in the hallway. And then it's like, we're there with the TV. And you know what's funny is because I love my neighbors and we know each other. And the neighbors are, hey. And they're like, hi, Trevor. Hi, David. And we're like, it's our TV. We're moving into another. And you could just see it was like an awkward moment. It was like, oh, man.
So in my family, my two younger brothers are from my mother's second marriage. And so I'm still the only person in my family who looks like this. So my mom is African woman, black Xhosa woman. My father's Swiss from Switzerland, so he was a white man. And so I look like this. And then my mom remarried a black man, so my brothers don't look like me either, right? And I remember what was really beautiful was my brothers, we always spoke about this stuff. So my parents, they were like, yeah, different dads, we get how this works. So my brother one day, I pick him up from school, right? He's really young at the time. Maybe 10 years old. And he gets in the car, and he's just deflated. He gets in the passenger seat, and he fastens his seatbelt. And I'm like, what's going on, Isaac? And he's like, hey, Trevor. He's like, oh, kids, man. I can't do this. Kids. So I go, oh, kids? Tell me more. And then he's like, I just don't know what to do with kids, Trevor. You know, like today, one of my friends said, ooh, are we walking home? Then I said, no, my brother's picking me up. Then he said, who's your brother? Then I said, Trevor. Then now when we're walking, he sees you in the car. Then he says, who's that? Then I said, it's my brother. Then he says, but how can your brother be white? Then I said, he's not white. He's not white, he's mixed. Then he said, but you're not mixed, you don't look the same. How can your brother not look the same? Then so now I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna have to like go through this. So then I'm like, so what did you say to him? And he's like, Trevor, like I'd have to explain it the way kids understand. He said, I just said to him, I said, Zweli, you've got to understand, like, people are like chocolates, okay? Like you can have like a white chocolate, and you can have a dark chocolate, and you can have a milk chocolate, but it's all Nestle, okay? I was thinking, like, I think part of the problem in America is that 911, people think of 911 as being instant response. And because, like, when I was growing up in South Africa, one of my favorite TV shows I used to watch with my mom was a show called Rescue 911. Right, with William Shatner. And it was like a show where they go like, 911, do you have an emergency? And be like, hi, I'm in my house. And so they, well, and then like 911 would get there. And I remember even when we were watching inside, we'd be like, wow, 911, 911. And this is in Africa. And we'd be like, 911. And we never thought of our numbers because they tried a thing in South Africa called 10111. Because they try to be like, yeah, we've also got a thing. People were like, 10111. It was like, no. And because they try to go with that feeling. But we never thought of it as instant response. Because if you would call our like call centers, it wouldn't be as efficient. And so, like, in America, I think people are used to the fact that something will get done now. So I was thinking what you should do is, just to, like, dull it for a bit, you should bring the South African operators here. Just so that people stop thinking 911 is, like, an instant solution. Because, like, South African, like, they'll ask you questions. Like, in America, they just go, someone's getting robbed. They're like, we're on our way. Like, I heard with 911, even if you call them and then hang up, they'll come to check what happened. Which, I mean, I get it, but I'm also like, that's crazy. Whereas in South Africa, like if you had South African operators doing 911, like you'd call, and he'd be like, hello, there's a man at the park. And they'd be like, hello, can I help you? He'd be like, yeah, there's a man at the park. And I'd be like, and? He'd be like, yeah, he looks really suspicious. Be like, okay, go talk to him. Ask him what he's doing. Ask him his name, what he's doing there. Be like, I'm scared of talking to him. Be like, okay, walk away then. Go away. Like, they would just be like, you go. Like, it's just, people here just like, the cops are going, no, the cops are not coming. For everything. Like, hey, you can call 911 because your cat is in a tree. That is some crazy ass shit in Africa that you'd just be like, yeah, you'd be like, hello, my cat's in a tree. They'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. You'd be like, I need, what, my cat's stuck in a tree. They'd be like, yeah, so what must we do? I need you to help it. They'd be like, then how will your cat learn? Let the cat suffer, it will never do it again. Thank you for calling. Please stay on so you can rate this call. Thank you very much.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Well, I tried to start learning German because my dad is Swiss German, right? And so I was like, I want to learn his language because I never learned it growing up. And then someone was, they were like, why don't you learn Swiss? And then I heard Swiss and I was like, no. I'll rather learn German. And so I learned German because I thought it would bring us closer together, right? Because I lost contact with my dad for like 10 years. And so then when I met him again, I was like, I want to learn German and impress him or whatever. And I met him, and then like I started speaking to him in German, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm speaking German. He's like, no, it's better if you speak English. No, this is, he's like, it's better if you don't speak German at all. It's fine. But then now I could speak a bit of German, so I was excited to go to Germany and stuff and practice it. And, you know, I had a lot of fun until I found out that the way I spoke German sounded a little bit like Hitler. Yeah, which no one told me on this side of the world because we don't know how he really spoke or anything, but I would be in Germany and apparently the way I would hit certain inflections would freak people out. And it's like, think of it like Barack Obama's voice. Like if someone learned English in America and they got here and they were like, I just want to have a... You'd be like, hey, you're doing the Barack Obama thing. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? So I would do that. Like I'd go in places and then I'd like order food. And like someone would be there and be like, guten Tag, was will die haben? And then I'll be like, ich will ein klein Brötchen haben. Bitte schön. Mit der Schinken. And the people would, like, everyone would look at me. And then when we left, my friend was like, I was like, why would they look? Did I say it weird, like wrong, the wrong words? She's like, no, you sound a little bit like Hitler, yeah? And she was like, and the people are really frightened about that, and you know? And I was like, so I spoiled their day? And she was like, yeah, you did, you know? And I was like, well, that brings me a lot of schadenfreude. Who else do we have from where? Yes? Egypt. Oh, very nice. That's cool. Cool and exotic. Yes. How are things going over there? Just blink if it's good. And blink twice if it's bad. I won't say your name. I won't put you on camera. You can go back. Your president doesn't have to know you were here. Things are good in Egypt. When you watch Donald Trump, does he remind you a little bit of Egyptian leaders?
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah, it's just like just without the Arabic. Just like say again.
They're also friends.
They're also what?
Friends.
Oh, they are friends. Yeah, he is. You can see that. It'd be cool if. Like, I feel like Trump would be exactly the same even if he spoke Arabic. It would be like the same thing. He'd be like, Halalawa la tratara shuklalawa. Yalawa laqa. Batika shukran alawa layla. Batika laylawa. Yalla yalla.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.